This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 95 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Tim Lowry from the Marketing Director from North Trail RV Center. Tim, welcome.
How are you doing today, Jim?
I am doing great. It's a wonderful day when I get to meet new people in the community, and pleasure to meet you and you get to learn a little bit more about what you guys do. So why don't we start off with that? Why don't we share with our listeners what you do over at North Trail RV Center.
I'm the marketing director here at North Trail. I also am the marketing director for a division of our company, another company we have called Airstream South Florida, which is located directly across the street from our dealership here on Orange River Boulevard in Fort Myers, just off I-75 at 141.
Nice. So how did you get involved in the RV industry?
I have kind of a background in graphic design and web design and other stuff like that. And I came on board about 23 years ago, back in, 24 years now, 2000.
Okay.
And, I came on board and they were still growing at that time, and I had some skills they needed. And I learned a whole lot while I was here, not only about the RV industry, but about other forms of media and stuff like that.
Very nice. So there's a lot of history with North Trail, correct?
Yes. If you're wanting to get some information on that, we were founded back in 1986 by Al Earp. He was the founder of it. Back then, they were located off US 41, and they sold like small RVs, travel trailers, and park models, stuff like that. And hence the name North Trail RV, for Tamiami Trail, North Trail, as it was called.
Very nice. So we've all endured some type of, I want to say, hardship or maybe challenge along our journey. Was there something that maybe yourself or North Trail RV experienced in their growth?
It's kind of funny. Sometimes things that are negative can be like they can be almost like a spring for us. Everybody would pull back, say, after 9/11. Everybody pulled back and weren't purchasing anything. We went forward and were proactive and advertised even more then. And as a result, we garnished a lot of business, and we made a lot more friends and stuff like that during that time. And the same thing, we had a different kind of a thing happen with COVID when we were all going through that. We basically found that our biggest problem was we didn't have enough inventory to sell because we were selling everything out because everybody wanted to social distance out on the road. So our inventory levels went from literally, 600 units down to about 200.
Wow.
Now it's all back to normal and roaring along. But for the most part, I got to be honest with you, since I've been here, I've really not experienced anything but growth, and I'm not just saying that. It's really the truth that the company just keeps expanding and doing new things and building new stuff and all of that, and taking on products. We've got people here that really know, they have a real heartbeat for what people want, and they listen to people, and as a result, that's the kind of units that we stock with the kind of features and stuff and options that they have in them. It's all driven by what the consumer wants, or as we call them, guests.
Nice. And that's the way you got to look at it. So obviously you've mentioned a lot of things that have happened, but through the last couple of years, it seems like the trend is continuing to go up, and more people are wanting to invest in RVs and travel or get out of their home at least and get out, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got a wide swath of different people, different age groups and different interests and stuff that are into the lifestyle, the RV lifestyle. You've got, a lot of younger people and older people. I'm not saying there aren't older people in it, but there's a lot of younger people, they really like the van life. You know, that's a real big thing now. They want the freedom to go places, and they want to have something that they can do that in that gives them all the amenities that they need to comfortably go, you know, RVing or camping. And they want to be able to go places where it may be a little harder to go in with a larger motorhome and kind of more off-grid type stuff.
Absolutely, yes.
They have all those products that they need in terms of Class Bs and Class Cs and things like that, as well as the larger stuff, Class As and diesels and super luxury type motorhomes and stuff.
So you've got a very wide variety and inventory on site there, which is great.
Yeah.
Are there any myths or maybe misconceptions about the industry that we could kind of clear up for our listeners?
Let me think. I don't run into that very often because people are usually they've kind of gone down what they would call the marketing or sales funnel more. And they kind of know what they want to do. It's a choice, you know, that people make. It's really not like buying a car, or even for that matter, a luxury car. It's closer probably to buying a yacht. It's something that you don't necessarily need, but it's something that you want. You want to experience that lifestyle and that freedom that comes with being able to RV.
Yeah,
I can't really say that there's any. I mean, off the top of my head, I can't really misconceptions. I really couldn't say.
That's okay. There isn't always, and that's a nice thing because, like you said, most people have done their research and they know what they're looking for as far as the life is concerned. So there's no surprises. But what do you see people gravitating towards more towards as far as inventory or lifestyle?
Well, I mean, you've got people that, you know, want to do the weekend warrior stuff. So they may get a smaller, you know, like travel trailer. In our case, it would be, you know, one of the Airstream trailers. They're by far one of the best made and most iconic type of trailers that you could buy. One of the things that's really awesome about Airstream, I really love them personally. I don't own one, but I wish I did. they tend to be really, really well made, and they're kind of an institution, you know, and the people a lot of times know more about them than we do because they're so much into the lifestyle. And so like with the Airstreams, people, you know, they just want to, you know, they want to, they kind of self-identify with that as being a living riveted is what they call it, you know, so it's really nice being able to sell those because the people the good thing about it is when people buy them, a lot of RVs typically, you know, like a lot of luxury items that, you know, when you go to resell them, you don't get as much as you would like. But with the Airstream, a lot of times the people can buy them and RV for a couple years and then turn around and sell them for as much or even sometimes more than what they purchased them for. And it's got like almost like a cult following. People really, really love them, you know.
That is, yeah, that is, they're definitely iconic here. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You mentioned you've been here for 24 years. Are you from here originally?
No, I'm originally from Texas. I grew up in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And I had a brother that had moved down here. My father was in the oil business, so. He was, when I say he's in the oil business, that makes him sound rich. He was a geologist. He worked for a lot of the big mobile and, you know, different oil companies. And, so we typically, when you're in the oil business, you live in three places in America: Bakersfield, California, Houston, Texas, or New Orleans. So we lived in both New Orleans and Houston, Texas. But my brother, when he got older, he moved down here and we kind of followed him down after my dad retired and we kind of moved down here. We loved it. We always loved it in Florida coming here because it's, let's face it, it's paradise.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's now getting to the point where it's not a real well-kept secret and everybody's down here, but we love it down here and it's a great place to work and be. I don't think I'd want to be anywhere else, you know.
Absolutely.
It's great down here, you know.
Yeah. So outside of work, what do you enjoy doing? Obviously, getting outside and enjoying art.
I like, you know, artwork. I really, as I've gotten older, I don't do a whole lot of things, you know, like I did. But I like to travel and stuff like that and go places. And, you know, me and my wife have been managed to, you know, go to different exciting places in Europe and stuff like that. So.
Very nice. So is there maybe one last thing that our listeners maybe don't know about North Shore that they should?
We've been around for quite a while, like I said, and we've kind of expanded. We carry some of the best product lines, makes and manufacturers and models in the industry. And they've really weathered a lot of any kind of economic downturns and anything. We're the world's largest Newmar dealer, and Newmar are made by Amish people. They're really into the craftsmanship. And in recent years, I think they were purchased by a larger company, but they tried to maintain a lot of the RV companies try to maintain when they do get purchased, you know, what made that company so great. So we're the largest Newmar dealer. We're the largest single location Renegade RV dealer. Those are the Super C's that look like the big, you know, diesels and stuff like that. And we have not only just the Renegades, but we also have probably as much as anybody, if not more, of just all kinds of Super C's from different manufacturers. We carry Jayco, we carry Winnebago, we carry Class A's, Class B's, Class C's, Super C's, and also toy hauler motorhomes. And we also carry the Newmar wheelchair accessible motorhomes that are built from the ground up for people wheelchair accessible. Yeah. And they're very, very nice. And people really love those that have a need for that and whatnot. And we also, like I said, we carry the Class B's. We have a wide range of those and Class C's. So we have pretty much everything for everybody.
We're
more focused on motorhomes and higher end travel trailers. We used to carry fifth wheels and stuff like that, but we aren't doing that anymore. We're just focusing on those products.
Very nice. Yeah, it sounds like if we need an RV, that's the place to go.
The largest dealer in South Florida. So, right. You know, one of the things is we try to keep, we have a, we call our customers guests because we like to treat them as like a guest in our home. An honored guest in our home, and that's not just something we say; it's something we do, and we continually are striving to create the perfect experience for people that are visiting our dealership for either purchasing an RV or having their RV serviced. So it's not unusual for us to have people that have bought their second, third, and even fourth RV from us. So we try to kind of make them family and let them know that we care about them, and we appreciate the fact that they, you know, gave us the opportunity to earn their business. And you know, there's a lot of great people here in Southwest Florida. There's a lot of RV resorts here, probably as much or not more than anywhere. So we're always trying to, you know, help the believers, you know, in the lifestyle, and then people that need to get a little bit of RV 101. We're always open to answer any of the questions that they have, and to help introduce them to the lifestyle. And it's a real great bunch of people, and they're they come from very different backgrounds, a lot of them. And so it's always interesting to meet them and talk to them and make friends, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love it. Love it what you do. How would our listeners go about getting hold of you if they were interested in an RV or just learning more about them?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm the marketing director, so I don't get involved directly in the sales, like in the particular unit. So that would be, they would want to talk to one of our RV sales consultants here. And they could basically call 239-693-8200, or they can visit us on our website at www.northtrailrv.com, and you know, they can browse all the information, all the RVs that we carry and the models. And if they have any questions, they can give us a call and ask to speak to someone that's a sales consultant, and they would be more than happy to give them all the information. We have some real friendly guys here that are very, very knowledgeable and have a lot of experience in the RV industry.
Tim, it's been a pleasure getting to know you today. Thank you for being such a good neighbor, and I hope to see you out in the community here soon.
Yeah, sounds great. Great talking with you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Astero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpastero.com. That's gnpastero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.